Neil, congratulations. After the little bit of a hiatus, say the last three games, how important was it to get 3 points today?
Oh, it was huge. Yeah. You know, it was absolutely huge. And you've seen from my emotion today, you know, when we scored the goals, that wasn't my emotion. That was emotion that it was for everyone at the club. You know, I was desperate to get that home win. We've all talked about it. And I just wanted to lift that lid. And when I seen the second goal go in, I couldn't contain it. You know, I just felt the roar around the ground, and I saw the lads kind of like the pressure come off the shoulders. Yes. It was brilliant to go 2-0 up, and you know, I'm just delighted for all the lads and delighted for everyone connected to the club, and you know, we can kick on from now.
And you actually said after the last game, next week we'll win. Next week, how did you know?
I'm tapping Ben on the back here.
Any tips for the Melbourne Cup?
No, listen, it can be deemed as a bit of arrogance, can't it? When I said it last week, I was absolutely devastated after the York game, and I just thought, you can't play that well in games and not win football games. And I was confident that we were going to train well and we were going to get here and we were going to put on another good performance. At times, you know, you saw the nerves may have got the better of us, but I just had a feeling after the York game and I had to come out and say it. And I think that gave us that belief, you know. I knew we were going to win and we won. And I'm just so happy.
The obviously got the early goal, very important. But in our perception, Curzon were having the better of a lot of the game, and the key to that in our view was that their pressing game was so thorough, and that it was you were being caught in possession. So is that a perception that you would share?
I said at half time, I said we were sloppy in possession. I highlighted two or three people, we were sloppy in possession, we didn't know our next pass. What delighted me more than anything today is what we really worked on in training, and we knew that Curzon would have the ball, but we forced possession out wide. And I always say, if your distances are too big in the middle of the park, teams can come through you and they can score from central areas. I think today, even when we lost possession, we forced Curzon out wide. We forced it into Danny Morton as two. And, you know, he can't score from that area. And that, to me, was so pleasing, because we've worked on that in training and it really came off today. No, we weren't good enough in possession first half. But
And Curzon's first shot on target was in something like the 91st minute. Is that a result of that work you were doing?
Yeah, I mean, the pods will show us everything. You know, I don't think the distances between each other today was more than 15 yards at any point during the game. I thought tirelessly, Piers up top when he started, and three in behind that, Potts and Wallen and the back four again were immaculate. And it was all about our shape out of possession and what we do with the ball in possession.
A big sort of relief for you, I suppose, was the sending off. What did your players make of that? Not great view for him. We wondered if maybe in the conditions it was a slipping thing and the referee might have been a little bit harsh with Ali. But what's the view from your lads?
I mean, if I'm being totally honest, I turned to the linesman and I thought he'd given a foul against Potts, and I said, you know, the game's ruined. The game's ruined if you can't go for a tackle like that. And all of a sudden, someone said that he's jumped in at him and he's caught him badly. And then the linesman turned around and said the same thing to me. And I said, well, if I haven't seen it, I haven't seen it. I asked the manager, who said, as soon as I cut to him off the ground, I thought it'd be red. All you know, right, so, okay. And Ali was having a good game up till then, you know, so I can't comment, and I'm not shirking the comment. I just didn't see it. And, you know, originally I thought it was a foul against their player by Potts. But I think when they went down to 10 men, we started using the ball really well and, you know, we tired them out.
I mean, basically you've implied that the answer to this would be yes, but how worried were you when, as they seemed to be, you know, they really were such a persistent side that they were going to get something if it had remained 11-11?
I said it half time to the lads, you know, the last thing, let me take the pressure. Naturally, nerves are going to happen. Naturally, you're 1-0 up in the game. You haven't won at home all season. You can't take them nerves away from people. I was desperate to take them nerves away from the lads and kind of put them all on my back, but you can't. It was natural. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, at times in the second half, we didn't play as well as we could do, but we managed the game. We managed the game, and that was a key thing to me. And even 11-11, honestly, I'm not just standing here saying it, I still think we'd win. You know, I thought to myself, we would win the game because of how robotic we was out there with our distances. And then, you know, at 10 men we move the ball and Kurt gets a second, and then you know, it could be anything from them.
And we had Steve O'Halloran as the man. There's a few names came under consideration, just how important was he today?
Oh, he's been immense, hasn't he? He's been absolutely, since I stepped foot in this stadium, he has been immense for me, as has Chris Lynch. You know, I've said the two of them all the way along, it's that trust. It's the trust we've got, and you know, I've seen him being waved down now. He's been immense for me. It's that experience, isn't it? You know, Lynch, you know, Halloran, great young lads fitting in around them, bringing Sharp in with the experience second half today. Yeah. Having Harry Winter back in a couple of weeks, that experience is key. But you know, this kid, O'Halloran, is he's lived up to everything what everyone told me about him. He's been incredible.
And finally, the depth you've got. I mean, the three players all came on today. You look at them, you say, happy to see them on the team sheet. You must be very pleased with the strength and depth now.
We've done a lot of work. Obviously, we've got lads now who've gone out on loan, and we tried to give them game time, but it's bringing in the right people. And I've said this all along, I'm not just building a team now for this season. I want to build a team that's going to be here this season, goes away for pre-close season, then comes back next season. And that's been the key thing for me. And it's bringing in the right people. The depth, the quality, the individual characteristics that people have got, you know, it bodes well for us. But, you know, we're not happy. I'll be honest with you now, we're not happy. We want to get better and better and better and kick on from here.
And no game next Saturday? Is it a friendly?
We've got a friendly. And, you know, I've just said to the lads, we're going to treat this as another training session. You know, this gives us a really, really good week before the Christmas period kicks in. So, you know, even though we've won today, we'll work hard Tuesday, we'll work extremely hard Thursday, and we'll work even harder Saturday, because that's a training session for us, and that takes us into the Leamington game, and there'll be no let-up for my players now. No, absolutely.
For those who don't know what the friendly is against?
It's Chadderton, and it's a very important game, because home matches have been very light on the ground, and the club needs money. So get down here next week. Absolutely. South Price submission.
All right, well, Neil, congratulations. Thank you. Excellent performance, and you deserve 3 points. And have a good week. Hard work.
Yeah, we will do.
And we'll enjoy Chadderton.
Thank you.